This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
We've talked about this before, I think, out of the 6th chapter of Luke, but you have to understand the significance of the Sabbath day in order to appreciate this miracle. The Sabbath was the most sacred institution in the life of the Orthodox Jew. There were prescribed behaviors and rules, detailed rules on what you could do and what you could not do on the Sabbath. Did you know if a wall fell on a person, according to Orthodox law, you could clear enough of the way of the rubble to see if the man was still alive. If he was dead, you left him there till the next day. You didn't even bury him till the next day. But if he was alive, you could treat him, and you could do the minimum amount of treatment, meaning you could eliminate, stop bleeding, you could do some basic first aid, but that was it. You couldn't put ointment, like antibiotic ointment, if there was such a thing, on a wound. You could just do the basic treatment. If a woman was in labor on the Sabbath, she was allowed to have the baby. Aren't you glad for that, that they didn't make them wait 24 hours for that? And so the Sabbath came to symbolize and represent all that was Judaism. And there was great authority attached to what you could do on the Sabbath, but you couldn't do any kind of work on the Sabbath. In fact, there was even a rule that you couldn't even, believe it or not, defend your life on the Sabbath. And there's an example in history, of Jewish history, where people lost their lives because they refused to defend their lives when they were under attack by an invading army. And they would not fight on the Sabbath, and they all died. This whole town was wiped out because they refused to fight on the Sabbath. And then under that backdrop, you realize how dramatic it was when Jesus did heal on the Sabbath, something that we say is great, but people looked at it as something wrong. And this man had dropsy. We don't use that medical term today. Dropsy is edema. It's water building up in the lower extremities of the body. It's usually caused by two things. Dropsy would be more of a symptom than a disease. It usually was a symptom of congestive heart failure. Anybody had that? Anybody know somebody who's had congestive heart failure where fluid is building up because the heart is not pumping well enough to push the blood through the body, and so there's a buildup of fluid? The other cause of it is usually renal failure or kidney failure. And so probably that's what this man was suffering from, some kind of heart problem or kidney problem, and fluid is building up in his lower extremities. He has this edema, is the medical term for it, and Jesus heals him. But it says that people, if we could bring that verse up again, verse 1, Jesus was being carefully watched. And that's where the word carefully, I found out in the Greek, means scrupulously and insidiously. Scrupulously meaning watching every detail, and insidiously watching Jesus with the intent of entrapment, wanting to catch him and making a mistake. I want to suggest something to you today, though, that all of us are being watched as believers in Jesus Christ, and not necessarily in a negative way. Not necessarily in an insidious way. It's just that people watch what we do. I want to give you 4 or 5 things today, how we're being watched. We're all watched by someone. You were watched yesterday, and get this, you didn't even know it. You were watched by someone in your family. You were watched by someone at work. You were watched by someone at a social setting or social situation. Number one, people watch how we talk. There is nothing that reveals more about a person, in my opinion, than by the way we talk.
And that's where we'll pick it up tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.